As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. 3:30, a review of last year's YouTube Big Board. Salakata of WFAN joins us at 4 o'clock. Talk about Mets, Phils. This is a big series, especially that for some reason, the beginning of the show, I even forgot about the playoff series from last year.
But a lot of people have. Trying to block that one out.
I would like to get a little bit. It's not revenge, but I would like to get a little bit of revenge.
It's the biggest regular season Phils Mets has felt since like the heyday. Like, I mean, like regular season last couple of years, like the Mets have been there, but I think we've been so central focused on the Braves. Mm-hmm. We've been so obsessed with the Braves. I mean, this nice little like Rollins kind of throwback feel here. Yeah. Back to like 07, 08. I mean, that was awesome.
You think the team feels that way about it? Do you think they feel, did my voice just
It did a little bit. Yeah. Sorry, threw me off. Can't even focus now.
Do you think the team feels that way about it going into this series? They feel like, hey, these guys, they beat us last year. First place, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I hope they.
I would hope they would.
Yeah. I hope so too.
Now, as a player, I would imagine you're not going in and like the season doesn't hinge on this, but this is the first time you get to see these guys.
You got to send a message. You got to send a message. Yeah. Like whether it's a Nolan 91 mile an hour up and in, a little bow tie like LA would say. Like,
I don't expect that.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
They should put Soto on his ass.
Gregory Soto or Juan Soto?
Juan Soto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Juan Soso, as he's being called right now. No, but like they took that Dodgers series very seriously from the standpoint of we want to go out and prove that we're on the same level. The same thing has to happen these next three games. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it. I have a bad feeling in my stomach. We're going to lose 2-3 and everyone's going to be freaking out again.
They got a couple of good teams they have to face here in the Mets and the Cubs.
Yeah.
Listen, as a player, you need games like this throughout the season to keep you energized about the season, right? Like the Marlins is more of a take care of business, get through that series, and we got a big week coming up against the Mets and the Cubs, another division leading team.
Yeah.
Right. So as a player, the juice has got to be going for this one.
And I'll tell you this: the juice is there in Citi Field right now.
They'll be pumped up for this.
Yeah. Well, even over the weekend, they're pumped up. I mean, they first place. Juan Soto had a big hit the other day. They're giving him charity ovations. Yeah. You know, they're feeling good about them.
Who would ever do that?
That traitor Pat McCarthy was talking about how he's with 42,000 of his closest friends.
Oh, wow.
That is sickening. Sickening.
Very sickening, Pat McCarthy. We're going to disown you for going to New York and cheering for those teams?
Well,
I would never.
It's just like, we're taking down a notch or two.
I would never.
Remember your roots.
Yeah. Hold on.
What?
You've been in this situation.
Wait, I don't understand what you're talking about. I understand what you're talking about. 27 titles, pinstripe stripes forever. Pinstripe pride. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see where you are with your Twitter question guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave this Phillies weekend feeling more positive or negative about the team?
Let's see. See, the winning does matter more. So I'm going to say people would be more inclined to lean on they won the series. Some guys hit the ball pretty good. There is some concern there, but they would rather lean on the positive. So I'll go slightly positive. Let's go 62.
How about 68.8% negative? Oh.
Negative?
I'm telling you, people are all lit up about the friggin' bullpen.
Wow.
You gotta relax.
I'm actually surprised at that.
The bullpen will be okay.
Okay.
It will be okay. It's a better situation than it seems. It's not good, but it's not the 29th worst bullpen in the league, yeah, which is what the ERA says.
They're on this team.
They really are.
I mean,
they should be. Well, it's not enjoying any of this.
I think.
I'm serious.
I think they are enjoying it. I think they are enjoying it as best they can. First of all, I always say this. Give credit to the people to go to the games. That stadium is packed.
Always.
So it's not like people aren't showing up to the game.
100%.
Right? We sit at home with our Twitter fingers and we're upset.
Yeah.
Like we're mad. We're mad in front of that television. I get that. But I don't think it's without merit. In other words, we're not far enough into this season to what we've gotten away from last season. So some of that is still there. I don't care how much we want to sweep it under the rug. I know because I just tried to do it with the Eagles last year, coming off the 2023 season, right? Some of that is still there when it comes to how much rope is being given to the team. Here's the other thing. There's nothing worse for a fan, I would imagine, is watching your team go out, hit the ball well, play well for 6 or 7 innings. You feel good about it, then all of a sudden you blow the game. So they almost blow the game Saturday, which had everybody mad, even though they won the game. I was still mad about Saturday, right? And then Sunday happens where they finally do blow a game. So coming off of those two, even though they won 2 out of 3, I can only imagine the ending of Saturday night and what happened ultimately yesterday is probably at the forefront of everyone's mind when thinking about the team. I'm a little surprised that it was as high as it was on the negative side.
The negativity.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised it was that high on that
side. I think people are freaking out a little too much about Saturday. Like, Saturday was a pitcher who came into a low-leverage spot. He's probably tipping and got lit up. It was 11-4. They dominated that game.
We know they were getting ready to lose that game.
They weren't really. They weren't.
When he hit that home run and got 11-10, I said it's over with. Yeah, just go ahead and end the game.
Everyone take a deep breath. Saturday was a win, a positive win. The Romano thing, whatever. We'll see. Sunday was more frustrating.
I just think that to a certain extent, Elliot is right about this. This will drive Jack crazy, but I think Jack largely agrees, is that the benefit of this team, the benefit of the doubt for the Phillies is gone.
Yeah.
It's just completely gone. And I think they've earned a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt than they're being given. Elliot compared them to the Sixers a lot and how the Sixers lost the benefit of the doubt. This team has earned more of your trust than the Sixers ever did.
Of course.
The Sixers never got past the second round. They never beat a good team in the playoffs. Not one time. One time in the last 12 years have they beat a good team in the playoffs. The Phillies won the World Series 3 years ago. They were in the LCS 2 years ago. They won 95 games last year. They have not won a World Series, but they've earned. And this isn't me. I'm not judging people for feeling the way that they feel. I'm just saying that I don't feel that way, and I feel like they've earned more of a benefit of the doubt. And I understand the frustration with the bullpen, but like I do think the bullpen's better than the numbers have shown. And I do think all things considered, I understand it's frustrating. I think all things considered, it is a smaller deal than people are making it out to be. The bullpen.
Could be.
All right. 215-592-9494. You feeling more positive or negative about this series this weekend? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. So I'm a little late today. You know, sometimes, you know, when you get in late, would I get a tardy slip or something?
Oh, we're hearing a lot more of you being late. I mean, for 6 months there, it was every first call. Now the last 2 weeks, it's been off and on.
Hey, I apologize. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got stuff I got to take care of. But you know, I'm letting you know up front. My bad. I'm sorry. You know, I can't control people at work. You know what I'm saying? Since I'm trying to get out of meeting quick, I don't want to be rude. But it just feels like
you're on time during Eagles season.
You know, what you said, well, that's because my schedule different. You know,
okay.
I'm sure. Yeah. It changes exactly when opening day starts.
Also, real quick, it's draft week. If we talk about games with Marlins and all, come on, man.
Oh, come on. What are we talking about with the draft?
They're the 32nd pick, and
they won the Super Bowl.
Nobody wants to argue about anything with the Eagles.
Hey, man, and Daniel Jeremiah out here dry snitching about conversations they had with Howie and all that, giving away our information. See, man, I'm glad y'all switched to Mike Mayock. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all switched.
What did Jeremiah say?
What did Daniel Jeremiah do?
He out here talking about he had a conversation with Howie and Howie really likes his prospect at 32 if he's there. I'm like, what's going on?
Coach, blame Howie.
Yeah. Now, you know what that sounds like, Corey?
That sounds like a plant.
Yeah, that sounds like, a plant that was put out there.
Yeah.
Man, dude out here. But listen, let's get on the Phillies real quick. I'm still, it's still so early with them. Like, I am upset about the game yesterday. They blew the game. Jordan Romano, I think it's going to be a problem for the rest of the season.
You want to talk to Phils?
Really trust on his arm, you know what I'm saying? So when you look at that, hello?
Yeah, we're listening to you. Jack's mic was accidentally on.
This is total pro. Right.
Pro back here.
It happens,
Buzz Wolfen out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, no, so I'm just looking at him and then – my man Stoddy starting to heat up at the leadoff spot. We got to keep him there, you know. But it's just tonight, well, when we play the Mets, whatever, going into the Mets series, this is a big series because obviously it's a divisional game. You can take the lead in the division if you come out with the series win. And that's all I need to see. Just keep getting better. I'm hoping Ranger Suarez come back healthy. You know what I'm saying? He dealing with his back too much. I'm just not there yet. I'm like I said. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, but in this city, you know, this is title town. You know what I'm saying? All we want is championships. So if you ain't
all
doing
we do.
That, you're not delivering. You know, if you're not delivering, you know, we gotta question you. And you know, there's only one team right now delivering championships, and we need more.
I would love
that's
to have
right.
But you can't win the championship in April. So we got to talk about what we're talking about now.
That's true. Oh, 100%. You 100%. But I didn't see championship ball. I ain't seen it yet. You know, just give me a glimpse of it. We don't got to do it for the whole, you know, all the way to October, but give me a little glimpse of it. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just want a little sip, you know?
A little sip?
That's all. Ike, on Friday, Ike, when he was arguing with Elliot, man, this dude, Ike, thought he was at the cookout. When this man said, I don't care about none of that. That's how you argue at the cookout when people start saying bull crap. Because I don't care about none of that.
I just imagine, Corey, during that argument, I just imagined Elliot looking at his phone going, what the hell happened here? Friday's usually easy for me on this show.
Elliot is always prepared. He knows. You can't make a statement like the Eagles will make the Super Bowl without A.J. Brown and not expect. This ain't the morning show or the midday show. Give me a break. Yeah, that wasn't flying.
Man, I told you, I usually ride with E, man. With E. He is going, when he the GM, I'm going to be his guy to keep him.
When
I lie saying that crazy stuff, I got to pull him back, you know.
Yeah.
But my childhood thing, listen, these teenagers, man, they be having the craziest appetites. When I was a kid, my nephew, my 14-year-old, this dude be going to Wendy's, be getting a triple cheeseburger, Mars fries, Mars
Yeah,
drink,
when you're a kid, you can eat whatever you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Metabolism.
You was skinnier than Spike, so it's that metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
See, actually, thank you for the call, Corey. We'll get to a second. I actually didn't have that when I was a kid, which is why I ended up being 235 pounds, is because I was that kid metabolism everybody talks about. I did not have.
Nah, yeah, me either.
215-592-9494.
I know. You just lost it at 50.
Yeah, it took a while, yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
Do you feel more positive or negative about the series this weekend? You know, I'm feeling positive in that I'm finally moving next week and getting into my new home, and my dogs.
Are taking an off day for that?
For moving, yes, I'm taking the off day.
Interesting, says a lot.
No offense, can't leave that in the hands of anybody else in the family. I got to take care of that
of
one.
Of course,
you know.
Well, you're not physically moving.
No. But in the new house, we'll have a good backyard and a fence for the dogs. Dogs will be running around. It's springtime. Your dogs will be outside more. And you need, when your dogs will be, maybe your cats as well, I don't know, you got to take the responsibility. Dog can't go to Dogs and Cats Rule by himself. Dog can't find out about natural flea and tick prevention by himself. You have to do that. And that's what Dogs and Cats Rule is for. There's 7 locations. They're all excellent. And you may have a question. What do you mean natural flea and tick prevention? Well, Dogs and Cats Rule has the answer. The lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that the staff and all 7 of them have the answers to all of your questions. So if you have a question about that, if you have a question about pet nutrition, which is where they really shine there, whether it's about the food, whether it's about supplements, they can help you from point A to point B. No matter what your pet is, no matter what age, no matter what allergies, they have the answers for you. And if your dog's going to be outside more, maybe you want to get some new toys for the spring, Dogs and Cats Rule is where you go. They got everything. the food, the supplements, the toys, the collars, the leashes, whatever you need. Seven locations, like I said, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, five in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So somebody who can shop a lot more than they could about a week ago is Eagles center Cam Jurgens. Eagle per Adam Schefter, Cam Jurgens and the Eagles reach agreement today on a four-year, $68 million extension that includes $39.4 million guaranteed, ties him to the Eagles through 2029. I've never seen a team spend as more on their offense, and I think it's money well spent, but all but one position on this offensive line is a highly paid position. They are investing. They've always invested in offensive line this era of the Eagles, but they continue to do so. That's a big contract for Cam Jurgens after 1 year as a starter at center, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, they took him in the second round, and they've been high on him ever since. They drafted him a few years ago. He was able to adjust in 23 and play right guard before he moved in for Jason Kelce, who eventually retired after the 2023 season. They didn't miss a beat last year. You can even say they got better in a lot of areas, even at that position. And the future looks bright. He's a younger, more athletic version of Jason Kelce, slightly bigger than Jason Kelce, and we all think very highly of the future Hall of Famer that Jason Kelce is. Cam Jurgens, you know, he was handpicked, and there were a lot of traits there that were very similar to the way Jason Kelce played the game. And the Eagles want to see guys or have guys play that position. They've now found a mode in which they envision that position being played. So that's the type of athlete they're looking for at that position, and they found that in Cam Jurgens. And they went out and won the Super Bowl. We talk about the areas they improved in last year with him out there. They had a couple hiccups early in the season, he and Jalen sort of getting on the same page with the snap and all that type of stuff. But, man, you know the Eagles, when they identify a guy as a part of their foundation, they don't have any problem locking them up
early.
They got the earlier the better.
Yep.
The earlier the better for the Eagles. They've been doing that for years. If they identify you early, they're going to get it done early.
And not a worry, more of a question, in that he dealt with that back thing in the playoffs last year. I never like when I hear about a player having a back thing.
Sure.
But they must feel confident about it if they're going to do this. And it's just like,
fingers are crossed.
Yeah, back
you
things,
know, backs are tricky, so
It's really rare that you hear of a player having a back issue and then you never hear about the back issue ever again. You can break your leg, you can even tear your ACL, blah, blah, arm, whatever. The back thing tends to hang around. So,
yeah.
But they're... I would say that with the Eagles, I don't know if it's the Eagles or football in general, we have less clarity about what injuries are, I think, now more than ever. We never knew what Landon Dickerson's knee was. We never knew what Jalen Hurts was dealing with his wrist or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I think we know a little bit less.
I'd rather not know. I can't do anything about it anyway.
Right.
But worry over it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm scarred from the Sixers, and now I'm like a knee expert now because of the Sixers.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But and that's actually a fair point. It's different, at least with the Eagles, is because you don't see players that injuries linger. In other words, they are. It never feels like the Eagles are hiding an injury. And a player isn't playing, and you don't know if he's going to play in an injury. It's not the same as it is with the Sixers.
No, it is not.
In basketball. Usually, if something's wrong, it's wrong.
It's wrong. Yeah.
Something's wrong.
215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. What's going on?
What's up, Ed?
So I'm pretty excited about this draft, but I have to give a late grade to the first year of your program. My grandfather's the only other person who says program instead of show. Forgive me. But it would be a resounding A. You got your content. I'm laughing my ass off like every day. It's engaging. It would be a resounding A, except for the criticism of one important member of my family. That's my 3-year-old daughter.
Uh-oh.
Because she expects 5:30 Creed whenever we're listening to the radio.
So, not just at 5:30.
She loses her bleep in the mornings because she's like, "Where's one last blip?" I'm like, I can't help you there, sweetie.
Well, hold on, they could get the camera and the camera and friends to sing
that?
Some Creed.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning.
John Johnson by himself.
Do we really want that though?
No, we don't really want that. Yeah,
I do actually. Yeah, I do.
And this is the irrationality of a 3-year-old. She expects everybody to be teaks. She loves saying teaks. It's like, is this teaks? I'm like, no, it's not teaks. It's Spike. Like, no, that's Ike. No, that's Jack. So I guess kudos to teaks, but no. You guys have done great. I love listening to your show. I don't call as often as I normally do because of work, but you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for training the youth as well. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to need it later.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
She's 3. She'll start counting in with,
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years or so on the rating. So, yeah, we'll need her then.
Yeah, well, you guys have a great show. So, about the Eagles draft, like, I just really, we just won the Super Bowl, but isn't it kind of great to just be at 32 and just kind of see how the first 10 picks play out? Because there should be, like, the Daniel Jeremiah's draft that he released, it's just so noisy. There's players that are getting drafted way too high. And, you know, I would love for, like, one of the ace pass rushers to fall to us, but there's really no urgency to move until, like, that night. Like, well, I think they can just kind of let everything play out.
Yeah, and I think it was – we had – on Friday, who we have on? I
forgot. Todd McShay.
We had Todd McShay on Friday, and I think one thing that he said was interesting is that past 8 or 9, he has a very similar score on like the next 20 or 25 prospects. So I think all these guys we're talking about Walter Nolan and Mike Green, and we're talking about Malachi Starks. One of those, my gut tells me that one of those guys is going to be there at 32. Or maybe one of those guys is there at 28 and they jump to get him.
Yeah.
But I think
if Starks ran a 4.6, he'll be there at 32.
Yeah, he'll be there at 32. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
if he really ran a 4.6.
There's going to be I thought it was 4.5. Wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was 4.5.
All I hear is slow in my head.
Slow.
I'm like, yeah, if a safety is slow, he ain't going that high.
Yeah, I think there is some truth to what you're saying, Ed, in that my gut tells me that we're going to end up with one of these players that we have that we've talked about a lot over the last, 4 weeks, and it's a little bit lower than we originally thought. Because when we first started talking about Starks, we were talking about the middle of the first round. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's mocks that have him going at 30 or 32, and I think it's all because outside of the top guys, it's a good draft because it's deep in that next level of guys, and hopefully we wind up with somebody good.
Yeah, and God, I lost my train of thought there. But
next question.
A thing that I remember from is how about the ice cream man?
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, that's a
ice
good one.
Man.
Yeah, ice cream man.
Ice cream man still comes.
Yep. When I was in my new neighborhood, one of the kids across the street, kid told me, he's like, "Ice cream man comes on the street."
I was going to tell you.
And I was like, "Really?" He's like,
yeah.
"It's because of me." That's what the kid told me. The kid's like, I chased him down once. I told him to come down this street.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ice Cream Man does come in our part of South Jersey.
They hit the neighborhoods out there. Yeah, they hit the neighborhoods out there. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They come through the neighborhood, the kids. And it's still cool to see the kids run after the ice cream truck on the sidewalk as he's driving slow and playing the music. Yeah, it's...
What was your go-to as a kid? Did you have a go-to ice cream? See, mine was the WWF ice cream bar.
That's the red, white, and blue, right?
No, WWF had the cookie on one side. And and had the had ice cream in the middle.
Yeah.
And it was like, and had the one wrestler on the outside.
Oh man, so
brown.
I had a couple different phases. I started off with I want to say it was the Bomb Pop. It was red, white,
and blue.
With the bubble gum at the top of it, right?
Yep.
You had that. I was a big fan of push ups.
Yeah.
The push up orange cream circle one you push up.
Yeah.
Then the strawberry
shortcake?
Scooter bar or something like that, yeah.
That's good. Jack, did you have a go-to in the ice cream truck?
I would say it was a chocolate eclairsman.
That was a good one. So that's just like the strawberry one, but with chocolate.
Chocolate, okay.
Yeah, the cookie crumble all over.
Oh, yeah. And those were the best, man. Those were the best ones.
All time. SpongeBob, I know you guys weren't around for the SpongeBob craze.
I remember SpongeBob,
but they were hot in those trucks. I think they're still in the trucks somehow.
They are.
I think so.
They are.
Staying power, that SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hey, catch me on the right Sunday.
It gets you?
Yeah, if it catches me on the right Sunday, I'm out there at the truck with the kids.
You know, haven't bought one in a while. Is it like, $6 for one of those now?
Listen, they like
inflation
they,
got to the ice cream trucks,
yeah,
too?
They like when Mr. Hyde rolls up to the truck, so I don't roll up there very often. Because if I roll up to the truck, I got everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
I get everybody. Okay, how many out here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, get them all. Get them all.
All right, 215.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a good thing.
215-592-9494. Do you feel more positive or negative about the Phils win series win over the Marlins?
Now they just wait to see if I come out the house when the truck comes.
Right, that way they
see if he comes out first. Yeah,
he probably stands parks right outside your house.
Yep,
playing Mr. Softy.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.